Praise the Lord and good morning. It's so wonderful to have you out here online with us today. And I just want to welcome you to Wake Up to Royalty. This is a broadcast of Women of Royal Destiny International. I'm the founder and president, Prophetess Angela A. Billings, and we're headquartered in Opelika, Alabama. So again, welcome to Women of Royal Destiny International. We have a wonderful broadcast today. And I would like to, first of all, I'm going to introduce my host, co-host, and then we're going to have prayer. And I'm sure a lot of more callers will call in as they call in. We're just going to just take moments to acknowledge them and their area that they're calling from. And then we're just going to dig deep in the Word of God today. But I have a wonderful and beautiful co-host, Dr. LaWanna Harrod. And just go ahead and greet us, Dr. LaWanna.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so happy to be here today to greet the women of royalty. Amen. And then what God is going to share with us during the Word. And you all just sit back and be blessed, and also join in with us as we go deeper into the Word of God, into the heartbeat of God as we move forward in this session. Amen.
Oh, beautiful. The heartbeat of God. Wow. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're dealing with love. That's one of our topics today. And we're just going to just invoke the presence of the Lord even more in prayer. And if you have anything on your mind that's not settled, as we go to God in prayer, I want you just to release that to the Lord. Just release it to Him. He knows our hearts. He knows what's going on in our lives. And He is concerned about us. He loves us. He cares for us. And He wants us to cast all of our cares upon Him because He cares for us. And so we want to just invoke His presence to just come in and really touch our hearts. Look in. Search us out. See what that thing is that kind of gnaws at us sometimes in our life. We want the Lord to deal with that today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just give you glory. I give you honor and praise, oh Father. How I thank you for your many blessings. But Father, whether you give me anything else and whether you give us anything else, oh God, you have truly done enough. And we glorify you. We worship you right now for it, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for what you're doing today in our lives, all over the world, oh God. We're crying out to you unto salvation, oh Lord. And Father, we thank you for your sovereignty and your power, your majesty, and your grace, oh God. Father, you have given us new mercies every morning. And we thank you for that, for another day to declare your works on the earth. And we lift you up high above everything. No matter what we're going through right now, oh God, we lift you up high above it right now. And we trust you with everything. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with our family. We trust you with our careers. We trust you, God. We ask you to breathe upon everything that we have. Breathe upon it again, oh God. Bring life to dead situations, dead dreams. God, breathe life into it again. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we just declare your works on the earth. We declare your praise on the earth, oh God. And we lift you up. We lift you up today. And we pray over every woman of royal destiny that's calling on your name, oh God. Those that don't even realize they are royalty, we speak to them today to stand up before you, oh God, and receive that blessing of being a part of the royal priesthood, that chosen generation of believers. And we give you glory, honor, and praise this day, oh God. And we ask you right now, oh God, to just minister to people that are calling in, minister to them everywhere. Not just the women that call in, but the men that call in, oh God. Minister to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we say praise the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Are we blessed in the house of the Lord?
We are blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everyone is off of mute right now. So if you can mute what's around you, I just muted someone. I want to just give everyone an opportunity to just share what's on your heart this morning before we go into our topic. And our topic, we have a wonderful topic. We're dealing with the queen and the surrogate mother. We're dealing with Sarah and Hagar. And what the Lord gave me was about giving up that which you love to another. Not just a person, not just a love relationship with another, but things, dreams, goals, plans. Sometimes we put things on hold, and sometimes we give it up, and we think we're doing the right thing. So we're going to talk about what was happening with Sarah and Hagar, but we're going to also come into today and talk about some things that we give up for, I guess, love's sake. So right here, I'm going to have my co-host share whatever's on her mind, and then we're going to open it up to us. Okay, we have a call from 516-410-4735.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I just called because I wanted to find out how I donate money to your show.
How you donate money to our show? Well, praise the Lord.
Yes.
That. Can you tell us your name? Hello? Well, we lost him, but he'll be back. Well, praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Well, we like donations. So we want to open the floor. Let's open the floor up to our co-host and just share what's on your heart, and then we'll go to our sister Fanny.
Praise the Lord. I was just kind of been in meditation regarding when we crossed over into 2012, and, you know, we were supposed to leave so many things behind and pave the way for God to do things in 2012, and here we are 13 days into the new year, and it seems as though some things are still following us. They're chasing us.
Mm-hmm.
And some things that we were really supposed to just really hand over or got rid of, but there's some gates and some doors that God wants all of us to shut, and some of those are people, doors, places, doors, memories, all of those things that will kind of keep us, you know, stuck in a place. And
mm-hmm.
You'll find people that say, well, you know, I've been here before. And I remember talking with a young lady who I met some 30 years ago. And when I talked to her after I had found her again, I found her in that same place. And I said, weren't we just here? And so I was just kind of thinking about some things and how God just wanted to just relieve us of some baggages. And he just wanted to relieve us of some issues that would keep us weighed down and our mind bogged that we can't even hear him because of the things that are cluttered in our system. But today we know that God is going to free us because he's dealing with those heart issues, and that's where those things are hitting at in our heart. So just be blessed. Be blessed today because God's going to do a work this morning on this show.
Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Wow. Yes. Amen.
I would like to just follow up and add to what the doctor said. My two t- 2011 ended with God speaking into my spirit saying, your association with people are going to change. Mm. I had no idea that it was going to change so fast, but as soon as he spoke it, that same day, two people left out of my life. And he said my level of association would change. Not knowing all sometimes when God speaks, you can't see the revelation, but he will reveal it to you, and he will reveal it to you fast.
Yes.
Within a couple of days, people were moved into my life that could help me go to the next level.
Mm.
It was so amazing. I was speechless.
Wow.
And it just hasn't stopped. Every day, he is just showering me with everything that I need to go to that next level.
Hallelujah.
And I am in awe of the things that's happening in my life. And sometimes we want to hold on to those things that we have been comfortable with because we don't know the full extent of what the plans God has for us. If we only knew, we would drop those things in a minute.
And
I not only regret is that I held on to some things too long.
Yes,
much too long. But I'm just glad and thankful, and I praise God for revealing these things to me, revealing them to me at a time such as this, that I can see it, appreciate it, and know what to do with it. And I just thank him. I'm just in awe with the year of 2012.
Yes, hallelujah. I'm just full already because, you know, when you get into the presence of the Lord and you go before God early in the morning, early will I seek thee. My soul longeth for thee. My heart cries out for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. When we look at it like that, it's just a wave of anointing and blessings that come with that. And things that you're not even asking the Father for. When you get into his presence, he said there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And so it's something about rushing in early in the morning to seek the Father's will for our life. Just rushing in to give him the first fruit of our lips and giving sacrifice of praise unto him. It's powerful. It impacts and changes your life. It changes dimensions. It changes the very atmosphere that we're a part of. It changes our environment. So anytime we want to change, we should rush into the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, and watch what God does with us. Because if we can even open up our mouth to anyone, we have the word of God in our mouth because we've been with him. So we can trust speaking to someone, can't we? We can trust what we're going to say then when we get into his presence. I just feel the presence of the Lord on that. I don't know what burped it out very quick right there, but it's something in what you just said, Sister Fanny. It was something you just said that just hit me about rushing in to the Father. No matter what's going on in our lives, and we go through a lot of things, and we wear a lot of hats as women of royal destiny. We wear a lot of hats. But when we rush into the Father early in the morning before we do anything else, before we say anything to anyone else, he will give us exactly what we need for that day.
Yes,
he will. He'll give us the strength to keep going. He'll give us the stamina. He'll give us that energy. He'll give us the joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. The joy that the world just can't understand. They can't comprehend that, wait a minute, you're still smiling after all that you've gone through? I just feel that prophetic unction right now. There's someone that is here, You're not even on the line right now. Everyone is not on the line right now. But those that are on the line, this is for you. No matter what you're going through right now, the presence of the Lord is on you.
Mm.
Open your mouth Amen. And receive what God
Thank
has for us.
Thank
because
you
know, with everything that we go through as being women of royalty, some of us are mothers, we're friends, we're daughters, we're wives, we're managers, we're employees. It's so many. We're ministers of the gospel, and then we might have to be a neighbor to someone that doesn't even want us to be a neighbor. And we still have to walk in the will of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, I'm going to share this. Because, I mean, hey, I'm a prophet of God, but guess what? I have to be a neighbor to someone that doesn't want me to be their neighbor. And that was a challenge to me. And we're getting ready to get to Hagar, but I tell you what, the Lord is still with me about my neighbor. And my neighbor just did not want to deal with me. And we know what that was. That was my life in Christ. And it was a challenge. I said, wait a minute. How can I minister to everyone else, but right across the street, there's a problem?
Mm-hmm.
Right on my block, there's a problem. Not so much in the pulpit, but guess what? That is the pulpit. Then I minister and win that one over to the Lord. How many challenges do we face every day as women of royalty? Many challenges. Many challenges. But when we get into the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. So then when we see our neighbor should feel the joy, huh? Should feel the joy, but we don't feel it. So what do? What I had to do in my family, still speak, still smile, still take goodies over. And as soon as they see us, they rush to run in the house and hurry up and roll the window up and hurry up and run down the street and didn't want the presence of the Lord. But how many out there today want the presence of the Lord? That we will not run from his presence, but we will run to his presence. It wasn't about me. It wasn't me at all. It was the anointing of God. It was all about the Lord. Now, Christmas Day, we get cookies. Isn't that something? Christmas Eve, we get cookies. Christmas Day, we took cookies. Now, both of us are speaking Jesus. Sometimes we have to leave things alone and ask God, show us still how to be friends, how to be neighborly, how to love when we don't feel that love coming back to us. How do we still show the love of the Father to those that reject the love? Jesus did it, and he requires us to do it too. It's a requirement of serving him to walk in brotherly love. Well, bless the Lord for that. We're not finished, but we praise God for that. Hallelujah. We have a call here, 706-773-4870. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Latasha Smith, and I'm calling from Valley, Alabama.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're fine. Did you hear that in her voice?
No, I didn't hear that fine. I didn't hear fine in her voice.
I didn't either.
Oh.
Try that one again.
I'm fine. I'm wonderfully hungry.
You're wonderfully
Amen.
Hungry? Amen. We are wonderfully hungry, too. And what I want to know is, what kind of fine are you? Because we can hear something there. And you're among friends. It's just four of us here on the call. The Lord gave us a nice, intimate setting today. And it's a purpose for that. So,
well, I mean, I'm just going through, but I'm actually I'm seeking and, you know, trying to get a better walk with God. So I'm just
You know, that's a wonderful thing that you're seeking.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exciting thing that you're seeking.
You know, and I wanted to say also that sometimes you feel as though that we should be at a certain point in our lives and we should be doing whatever. But sometimes you just have to put one foot in front of the other, and each day you build upon that relationship. It's not something that's going to come all of a sudden. So each day you build on the scripture, or each day you build on your prayer. You may be 1 minute, then it may end up 2 minutes. You build upon it. You understand what I'm saying? So that's learning and to trust in the movement of God, because he is moving, and he's moving in our lives. And as we move forward, he increases this time that he has with us. Oh, my God, the presence of him just gets sweeter and sweeter. So just think of it as footsteps. And each day I'm moving further and further to where I'm supposed to be. So don't let the enemy beat you up about I'm not where I'm supposed to be, because none of us, we can all have that testimony that we're not where we're really supposed to be. But you know what? I'm not where I was yesterday. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You got to change your mind about some things and how we see it. You know, I see myself coming out. I see myself walking with God. You know, we have, like I said, we have not always been walking with God, even though we've been saved. But there's some things we slipped and slide and dipped and, you know, we fail a few times. But you know what? I'm not going to do it again, because God said he'll make every crooked road straight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? It's like, God, you can't trap me with that. And you know, there's a word also that says that you were running well, but who cut in front of you? So think of your walk as a race, and then just kind of picture as you running this race, and on the each side of you, you see people that are handing out the water and the tissue and the whatever. Those are your cheering sections. Those are people that are helping you move forward through God. Amen.
Yes.
You know, and use those people as your stepping stone, and grab hold of them as you move forward. Don't look back. Keep going forward. So,
amen.
Count your, you know, order your feet. God said he's ordered your feet. He's ordered your footsteps. So look at your feet. I mean, right now, look at your feet and put one in front of the other. I'm not where I was 2 minutes ago. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I'm already changing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. To the Lord.
Amen.
Well, bless the Lord. So, Sister Smith, how are you?
I am wonderfully hungry, and I'm great.
Amen.
I'm great.
Amen. Look, you know what? I'm going to tell you, if you ever need some encouragement, you feeling like, you know, you're taking a detour, I need you to call me, because we're going to get you back on track.
That's right.
We will make sure that you get our phone number before it's all, you know, before we're ending. But I'm telling you, I hate the enemy right now. I hate what he's doing. And so God has put, he said, well, you know, if I could put 1,000 to flight, girl, we're going to weird. Yes. Put some demons. They're going to start running because
yes.
They're going to see us coming.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Well,
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to go ahead and read the scripture. If you have your Bibles before you, you may open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 16. And I'm going to just read the very first four verses. I'm going to mute just for the obvious of the sounds, and we can just really hear what the Lord is saying. So I'm just going to mute you just for a moment. Okay, Genesis chapter 16, starting at the first verse. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing, I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Okay, we're back on and live and off of mute. When she had saw that her mistress had conceived, she was despised in her eyes. Let's talk about that. Was this not what Sarai wanted to do? Are we there?
Yeah, here.
Okay, so Sarah wanted to do that. She chose to do that. But once she heard the news that she's conceived, she despised her. She despised her slave, her handmaiden. She despised her. She looked at her and despised her. That was not the news she wanted to hear, although she wanted this child. Well, let's talk about that today. We're open for discussions right there.
You know, it sounds like if sometimes, like, you can want something so bad. This is what it sounds to me, that she wanted it so bad that she, at the end, resented that it was not her, not that she despised her so much, which if the Bible says she despised her, she despised her. But I think at that point, maybe she was feeling she wished it had been her.
Uh-huh.
That's what
yeah.
I'm getting.
I don't know.
That she was probably, felt that she was glad for the child, but she wanted to bear that child.
Yes.
I also hear that Sarah had became impatient with waiting on God.
Mm-hmm.
She decided she needed to do her own thing. And we get like that, too. We get
mm-hmm.
like, I can't wait no longer. And we get frustrated and, you know, she just got frustrated with the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And she just thought she'd just take these matters into her own hand. And her unwillingness to wait on the Lord was indicative of her lack of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so in that lack of faith, it just brought so much trouble to her. Because when we don't have the faith, we get in trouble.
Yeah.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. And that is very good. And remember, her name had not been changed yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So let's look at sometimes when we are in that place where we're not fully... That's right. Walking in faith in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
we're just starting off, you know? They've been sojourning, okay? Just starting off. And sometimes we're quick to do a thing. And just like you said, we're impatient. We know, okay, God, you said I'm going to have this. And I can right here share something very intimate about my own life as a woman of God and waiting on God because he said you're going to have children, 3 children.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, can I just have one? First, I haven't had one yet, and you keep telling me 3. And I'm telling you, did I despise to hear that prophecy? Every time someone would come to me and tell me the same prophecy and I didn't see it come to pass, I began to despise it. Yes, I did. I was like, if one more person, you know, I had to say it like that. I hope y'all got that sound effect.
mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, if one more person tell me I see 3 children, ooh, what these lying prophets, you know? I understand what that's like. And then when there's another one showing you their baby in your face, you want the baby. You despise How has happened? Why didn't I have one?
Exactly.
What's going on? God, you keep telling me to have all this joy, and you're going to bless me with three children. But see, you know what? God's timing is not like ours. God had his perfect timing for my life. His perfect timing. But you know, women can be cruel when they got something you don't have. Well, let's talk about it. Can we talk, ladies?
Yes. Yeah, I was just also thinking about when we think of women, and these are this is something we're supposed to be able to do naturally without even thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
It's something that is, you know, it's a gift from God, but it's something that we as women, there are a lot of women that are barren. They can't have children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true.
Their hearts become bitter at other women that have babies. I couldn't even, for me, I couldn't watch the Women's Channel, women having babies, because it would make me cry. And I would get mad at God. I got mad at God. And I was taking all kinds of infertility drugs, and my husband was going up, and he didn't like it going. And but God said he was going, whatever the void was, he was going to fill it with himself, and he told me to throw away the medicine. I mean, hundreds of dollars worth of infertility drugs. God, he didn't say how they were coming. He just said they were coming.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't able to have children naturally, but I, God blessed us with two adopted sons.
Wonderful.
So in that sense, I'm like, you know, and still sometimes I get to the point like, you know, God, why wasn't I able to have my own children? I really wanted them. I wanted 12 children. But see, God knows. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows why.
Yes.
And he's the one with the best. He's the one with the plan. So we have to trust that he knows what he's doing.
Amen.
He's
talking about
those sons. We've got to trust him. That he knows. He knows. Like you said, he formed us in the womb. He knows us. So he knows why if we could handle Shatamosi. And then we have babies out of line and we throw them away and transcans. He knows.
He knows. Yes, he does. Right there, my sister. We didn't know this about each other, and we've been talking to each other for a while now, and I had no idea. We have been finding out that our lives kind of mirror each other, and here once again, our lives have mirrored one another, because what I was getting ready to share is the three children. I have three children. I have twin girls, and I have a son. And these are our adopted children. And
I have their
children. And I didn't know we were going to share this today together.
It was
hurtful because, see, I feel Sarai's pain, and then I feel Hagar's pain. And I'm going to dig in that today because I believe in being transparent to get to victory.
Mm-hmm.
Not transparent just so people can know your business, but I want this to lead us to victories in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to the prophecies and the prayer lines, and I began to hate prayer lines. It was like they were picking me out of the crowd. and I could be sitting way in the back trying to just be so hidden. And they would pick me out, you in the purple jacket, you in the white shirt, you, come here. The Lord has a word for you. There's three children. Oh, my God. I believe sometimes I fell out just so I could not hear. Around the handmaid. and celebrated her because she conceived from their leader.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you over there, Sarai, yeah, you the wife, but honey, she got it going on over here.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel Hagar's pain. I could feel Sarai's pain. You know, and so they became two people in my life that I read about a lot. You know, God's will is going to be done. His will was done in Sarah's life. His will was done in Hagar's life. But, you know, you go through these times of painful, just painful times with, as being a woman of God, just being a woman. Let's just put it like that. Just being a woman and have not bore children to your husband.
Mm.
So you go through things about that. You go through the emotions. You go through a lot of heartache, pain, can't look at certain television shows. Mother's Day is almost the worst day. You feel good to have your mother, but then you feel bad you're not a mother. Everybody's in the church is getting cards for being a mother. All the mothers stand, and you're normally the only one sitting.
Mm.
So a lot of times people don't consider the one that has not bore children, but it seemed that children are always around that one. Isn't that something?
Yeah, I have 10 godchildren.
Uh-huh. And it's like you're everybody loves that one.
Can you be my baby's godmother? No.
Yeah. And then they're saying, you would have been a good mother.
Mm.
And then the Lord begins to show you his will in the whole thing. And this
yes.
is what the Lord spoke to me in 2000. I was in Columbus, Georgia, and I was just broken. Went through a lot of things and was just broken. And the Lord spoke these words to me. When you truly love my children, your children will come. I thought, what? I truly love your children. And guess what? His children came in all different age groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They were from 10, 5, infancy to 80.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be a mother of Zion? That's what the Lord asked me.
Mm,
and
yes.
I was saying yes, but I was saying, when am I coming? I want to do all of that, but when am I coming? I want this white bassinet and this netting over me. I had all of these dreams. But I gave that up to walk in destiny. I said, God, if I never have a child, I want to fulfill my destiny that's in you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But as soon as I began to open up my heart, we're talking about love. Open up my heart to his children. That's when mine came. 3 children at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking 3, I was going to have triplets. You know I was, right? But the Lord, when that prophecy kept coming, I see 3 children. 2 girls and a boy. I see 3 children, 2 girls and a boy. I was like, oh, I'm going to have triplets. You know.
Mm.
Oh, well, praise the Lord, I'm going to preach. Okay, they came, but they did not come until I truly loved his children.
Mm.
All ages. Was a mother to many. That's when they came.
Yes.
And it was the best day of my life. As a mother of Zion, to truly be a mother and have them around the table in my household. And so, yes, was it hurtful? Yeah, different things. But, you know, I was talking about giving something that you're giving up that which you love to another.
Mm.
I had to give up something that I loved to another. I had to give up my thoughts of being a mother, my thoughts of having a child, and I had to give that up to love God's children. I gave it to the Lord so that he could put in me what I needed to truly love his children. And they came at all ages. And I'm going to share this one little part, and then I'm going to open it back up to y'all to share whatever you want to say from what I've spoken or whatever God has given you. My oldest child was in her 80s. This right here, I had no idea I was going to share this today. But my husband's mother was one of my children. She's gone on to be with the Lord now. But she told me something one day before she died. I was in her bedroom because she lived with us the last 2 months of her life. And she said to me, she said, I want to thank you for raising my grandchildren. Our children was my husband's brother's children. He was dying of cancer. And he always knew something was going on with his children. He didn't know what. Him and their mother, they were never married or anything, never really lived together. He told my husband, whatever happens, take care of my children. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what that was back then, but 2 years later, the Lord sent us to rescue these children. And I can't go into all of that right now, but we had to go and rescue them out of the hands of the enemy. I mean, they were just so in danger. So my mother-in-law, she began to share with me how much it's meant to her to see them so loved. And she said, don't you ever think that you are not a mother. She said, because she said she would look and she would just be so jealous. She said, I just wanted to be in your house, in your arms like they were. And she was in her 80s. And she said to me that day, she said, I would look at them and how you would cook for them, how you would take care of them, how you would nurse them and hold them. And she said, I wanted that so bad. I wanted to live with you so bad. And I said, well, Mama, I kept asking you to come and live with us. She said, but you know, I wanted my independence, and I've been set in my ways, and I wasn't ready to come. She said, but I was ready. I'm ready now. So she came to live with us, and she said, don't ever think you've not been a mother. She said, because you have mothered me. That was the best thing I could ever hear in my life. Because I wasn't trying to mother her. I was just trying to love God's children. And sometimes you have to give up what you love, that thing that you love the most, to another. But it's God's will. He will bring it to pass. He will bring everything back in his timing. And I had no idea that was the last conversation I was going to have with her. And it's like that next week she got sick. It just was out of the blue to us. She got sick, went into the hospital. She came back out in 2 days. And the next day she went in and she never came back. It was like it happened in 1 week after she talked to me. And I just kept thinking about my oldest child was 83 years old. I couldn't even, I would never have fathomed that, had any kind of thought that I would birth an 84-year-old child. I mean, nobody but God could turn that cycle of birthing around like that.
Yeah.
So sometimes we do. We give up that which we love to another. But if we do it in the Lord, it will come back and bless us every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Father, I thank you. I thank you right now for what you've done. I thank you for everything you have turned around in our lives. What was ridiculed, what we've gone through, those that have not birthed forth a child, those that have had trials and problems even as they birthed a child. Father, thank you that you've turned it around for our good.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you and we applaud you, God, for what you have done this day. We glorify you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, one other thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, when at our submission, God turns things around, just like in Jeremiah 29, and he said that when you call me with your whole heart, I will be found by you. And just like in Genesis 16:11, and he said that she was to name her child Ishmael because the Lord heard thy affliction.
Yeah.
When we call him with our whole heart, he hears us. And he said his Ishmael literally means God will hear. And every time we submit ourselves to the presence of the Lord, just know and just really have faith that he hears when we, as soon as we hit the floor, even if it's not even a position of our bodies, it's a position of your heart. When you submit that to God, that he will hear everything that's going on, the things that you speak and the things you don't speak, because there are things deep in our heart that we don't speak about because it hurts so bad. But if you would just submit it unto the Lord, he will turn it around. He will intervene on the day, the very day that you submit your heart to him. He will turn it around just as he did when he turned Sarah's name into Sarai. He turned it around at the submission of that. And he made her multiply. He will make us multiply in everything that we do, everything we put our hands to do, because we submitted to him. So don't despise your walk. Don't despise the things that we're going through and how we got there. People may not understand, but I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad that God decided that he was going to cover me through my process. And the inside and on the outside, I came through as pure gold, and God multiplied me. And he set me on high because I knew his name, Shomobos. So don't despise it. Continue to move forward in the things that God has assigned to each of us, be it the spoken word, laying hands, whatever it needed to God.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God for a co-host, because I sure had to go somewhere and get it all out.
I would just like to add also that I have to commend both of you all for just being obedient to what God had held you accountable for and what God had given you the assignment that he had given you. Because even though you may not birth them, it takes more than birthing a child to be a mother. And it takes me back to my childhood, and back in the old days, a lot of children did not have their biological dad, did not raise them, but God uses other people to come in that and step in and fill those shoes. Had those people not done it, a lot of children would have never known what it was like. To even grow up with a father. So I just think that it's just awesome that, you know, that we can love a child and not look at it as it is not ours. They're all ours, and we're all connected. And there are so many more out there today that need that same kind of love. And every time I look at that Wednesday child, it breaks my heart because I want to go and adopt all of them.
All of them.
Yes.
All of them. I just
yes.
want to. So I just, you know, I just hope that your testimonies today will encourage other people to do the same. Those children are hurting. And as she was speaking earlier about that love, that's the solution to the whole problem.
Yeah, yes, it
is. Showing them love.
Yes, amen. I just bless the Lord because you know, I do count it all joy for all
yes.
that I've gone through because it's taught me such valuable lessons in life, truly how to love another, you know, and trust God with my whole heart, with everything, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just bless the Lord. I mean, this has just been such a wonderful, wonderful episode. And it's all about whatever the Father desires. And wherever the Holy Spirit moves, that's where we're going. That's the direction we're going in. So I'm thankful that we're being obedient to the Father and sharing what's truly on our heart today. And I pray that you've been blessed and strengthened and walking in victories in your life today just from this topic. You know, we looked at it in a different way today. We just kind of dug in and looked at some other things. But, you know, Sarah's name means queen. So we have a queen among us. We are,
yeah.
each of us are queens. And,
yeah.
You know, the Lord gave her great favor, gave Abraham great favor, father of many nations. He was going to be that ancestor of many nations. And here we are, a part of that family. And so we thank the Lord for what they went through as a couple, what they went through to birth forth this nation of people that are calling on the name of God today. And we thank the Lord for choosing them. And we thank God for choosing each of you today to be here and to be a part of Wake Up to Royalty. I pray that you feel royal today because we are a royal priesthood. We're a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. And God wants us to walk in royalty. So how will you wake up to royalty? We're going to deal with that on the last Friday of this month on different ways to wake up to royalty. And just think about this. The queen, if you're a queen, and we are now, then that means that when we wake up, everything that we need is at our call. All we have to do is motion. Sometimes the queen doesn't even talk. So what does that mean? That's like speaking things into existence, expecting it to be there. Waking up with expectancy, having a heart full of joy, full of, oh, my day is going to be wonderful. Because why? My Father says it. I'm expecting it to be wonderful. I must go to the Father. I must run to him. I must get into his presence so that he can impart into me how to walk today. Before I speak to anyone else, I must speak to the Father. For he is going to give me the jewels that I need, the mercies, the love, the tenderness, everything that I need to say to others will come from him. So we run to him first. We go quickly to the Father. And so I want us to just to get prepared for that one. That's going to be the last Friday of this month. And our topic is Wake Up to Royalty. That's actually the name of our show. And we want to dig into that and talk about that a little more. Next Friday, our topic will be Peekaboo, I See You. And this is the story of Moses' sister, Prophetess Miriam, and Pharaoh's daughter. And if you want to go and research that and get ready for with your questions or comments and remarks, please do so. But you have just been a part of Women of Royal Destiny International's radio broadcast, Wake Up to Royalty. And we also have a website, wordinternational.weebly.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Women of Royal Destiny International. That is our group page. And so please go and leave your comments. If you would like to be in contact with me, you can find me on Facebook under Angela A. Davis Billings, Prophet to the Nations. Look us up, hit us up, call us, check on us. We would love to have you. And so we thank God for this episode, and we're going to turn it over to our co-host, Dr. Evangelist Harrod. And before she ends, we have about 4 minutes left. So before she ends, if we have any other comments, you may do so at this time. Oh, I do want to make an announcement. We have our monthly fellowship on the 21st at 12 noon Central at the Holiday Inn Express, Highway Interstate 85 in Valley, Alabama, and that's exit 77 in Valley, Alabama, and come out and be a part of that, and that is at 12 noon, January the 21st. God bless you. Anyone who want to share anything now, and then we'll have prayer. Okay. Dr. Harrod, in your hands.
Father, we thank you for this day, God, and we thank you, God, because you let us know that there is nothing too hard for you. That, Lord, even as we have submitted ourselves to the teaching today to hear your word, God, we've heard loud and clear of how you wanted to change us. You wanted to change our name, God. You wanted to change our position. But most of all, Lord, you want to change our situation. You want to change, Lord, so that we can be changed in your presence, Lord. So, Father, we thank you now even for allowing us, God, this day, God, that you've allowed us to be here, God, to give you glory, God. We thank you, God, for our hope. Prophetess Billings, God, we thank you, God, for using her, God, mightily, and thank you, God, for the transparency, Lord, that you have allowed us to share in this intimate setting. So, Lord Jesus, even as we depart from this radio station, God, we ask you, Lord, to continue to minister to us, God. Continue to minister to our hearts, Lord, that our hearts and our faith may be stronger in you, God. So, Lord, even as we depart from this place, we thank you, God, that your presence will continue to be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.